Hi everyone. Before we jump into this new episode, I just wanted to point you towards our previous show on social media management in turbulent times. If this topic is top of mind for you as we navigate COVID-19, please feel free to jump in there. Now, back into the science of social media. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer. Today I'm joined by special guest co-host, Hayley Griffiths.
Great to be back with you for a few episodes. Welcome to episode number 188, everyone. Let's kick off the show.
It's so awesome to have you back with us today, Hayley. So, new intro music, what do you think?
I really like it. I find it's difficult to find intro music for podcasts, and this is just the right level of upbeat.
I agree. So, we've come a long way since you and Brian launched the show.
We have. It's sort of wild to think back. It's been about a year since Brian and I handed off the show to yourself and Heather May.
It's absolutely flown, hasn't it?
Time definitely flies. This feels like great timing to rejoin, as we don't just have new music, we have a completely new format to share with you all today. And if you enjoy the new style, please leave a review and 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show.
So, behind the scenes, we've been working to create something we'll hope you'll love. In each new episode of The Science of Social Media, we'll be taking your social media marketing questions to the Buffer team.
Today's question comes from Sam Nieder, a longtime listener from London, and it's focused on social media video metrics. If you have any burning social media questions that you'd like answered, tweet us at Buffer for a chance to be featured. Here's Sam.
Obviously, everyone is kind of jumping on the TikTok hype at the moment, and it seems like a lot of new creators are getting ridiculous numbers, but there is also a lot of questioning about the validity of these figures and whether or not they're actually being misreported. How much attention do you think marketers should pay to view counts, and how valid do you actually think their TikTok views are?
Thanks, Sam. So, to answer this question, I spoke with Buffer's VP of Marketing, Kevin Lee. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you, Dave?
Fantastic. I'm really excited. If you're ready, let's jump in.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
So, as we heard from Sam in today's question, people are getting really excited by TikTok. And as trends and platforms and social media are always evolving, when do you think it's right for brands to make a move and try something new?
Yeah, I guess there's never a wrong time to try and experiment things. So if your brand is interested in it, I say go for it. There's lots of learnings to be had, especially on up and coming platforms like that. And I think this might go back to some earlier podcasts we've done where we really recommend if you want to try something, especially on the advertising side, when a network is new, it's typically the time when you'll see lots of really good returns because competition is low, people are kind of figuring things out, costs are low, engagement's usually really high. So sooner rather than later is probably our advice for testing things out. I think when it comes to TikTok, I don't know if TikTok's a big part of your life, Dave, but it has a certain demographic to it. And so especially if your brand fits with that demographic, there's lots of potential there.
I really like that encouragement to be brave. And those are some really strong reasons to jump in and try something new. I was wondering if you could share an example of Buffer taking a leap and investing in a new strategy or platform, something we've done in the past along these lines.
It's something we try to do quite often. So maybe one example that comes to mind is several years ago with video and Facebook, we identified this trend that Facebook posts, it was organic was a big thing back then. It's still a big thing today. I think organic reach on Facebook several years ago was kind of the primary way to grow on Facebook. And one of the ways to grow organically was through posting videos. It was a very engaging type of content. It would autoplay in the feed as you would scroll. It would be very, you know, eye-catching, attention-grabbing. So we wanted to incorporate some of that into our Facebook marketing, which at the time was very static image-driven. So we post a lot of links and a lot of photos. So we kind of went for it, jumped in with both feet. And yeah, it was a fun experiment. We learned a lot, posted a lot of learnings on the blog. I think a lot of them are still relevant for social media video. But it was definitely a foray for us. We hadn't done anything up to that point and identified it as an up-and-coming thing that we wanted to try.
It really has been a theme for the podcast and for our blogs to experiment and to try new things, but in a measured way. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I think that's always been a common thread that's run through our blog and our content. And I think it's been a really exciting mindset to have with marketing. I think it's, for us, it's very applicable in the sense that we have a social media management software product. I think for other companies and brands out there, experimentation is just as important for driving your business forward. You may not necessarily write about it on your social media blog, but just that mindset itself is really valuable when it comes to experimenting with networks and channels that change as rapidly as social media does. So it's been useful for us. I think it's useful in a variety of different industries.
I wanted to just circle back to when we were talking about Facebook video and we started really experimenting. I understand that a few months into the strategy, Facebook announced that it had been misreporting video metrics. Do you remember that time? So what was your reaction to that?
I do remember that time. It was an interesting moment for us. I think, broader speaking, a lot of people reacted strongly to that. A lot of companies, you know, they care about these numbers being accurate and they funnel down into these reports, and there's a lot of contingencies there. I think my reaction to it was a bit more apathetic, if it's okay to admit that. For us, Facebook video was an experiment and a conscious choice of seeing this thing that is working, seeing this cultural shift on social media toward moving pictures, more or less. And like, we wanted to be there. We wanted to be part of that conversation. We wanted to learn. We wanted to engage in that medium. So the specific reporting of numbers didn't matter as much to us as simply being there and doing the thing. Like, we didn't choose to do Facebook video because we expected 2 million plays on all videos. We didn't break it down into these models and quantitatively. Like, it was more of a strategic decision that this is the direction social media is moving. This is where we want to be. And so I think when the news hit, it definitely was something we thought about and reflected on. And, you know, we did measure engagement, measure video plays. So we took that all into consideration. But ultimately, like, it didn't change the fact that we were doing Facebook video because that was what was happening on social media these days. And that was what was driving engagement and conversation and activity. So that didn't change for us. The specific number did not matter as much to us as just kind of tracking it, being mindful of it, and then being there for strategic reasons rather than for specific number reasons.
And I love that you were looking at sort of the bigger picture. So you could see that video was a potential trend and the way things were likely to be moving generally. So you're still willing to adopt it as a, you know, the future or definitely like a strong contender for a part of your strategy.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Maybe to take TikTok as an example. So this is something that is a cultural movement. It's the social media trend. It's in all the conversations. People are there. They're engaging. They're watching videos. They're commenting, making videos, creating content. Like, it's a thing. And so experimenting there is, it can be a strategic choice. You can say, you know, our demographic is there, let's go for it. You could say, here's this new uncharted territory for social media, let's go and figure things out and see if there's potential there. And then I think when it comes down to some, if TikTok is misreporting video views, for instance, I think that's definitely something to be aware of and take into consideration. I would imagine that when you're looking at this network, you might say, you know, we are here for our business. We think this is the right business move for us. So video views matter, but you might also look at kind of these down funnel metrics. Like, did we see a lift in signups when we experimented with TikTok? Did we see a lift in sales? Did we see a lift in, you know, whatever your North Star metric is as a company, and measure it according to that and validate it according to that. You could also validate it according to, you know, if we're saying yes to this, what are we saying no to? And from a resource allocation perspective. So I don't think as a thing like a video view would make or break your decision to try out something like TikTok. I think you can look at some of these bigger metrics of, you know, signups, revenue, sales, and see, like, are we having the lift? Are we seeing the results we want to see there from experimenting? Versus are we moving these, you know, one or two small things to will tell us to say yes to this or no to that. I think it's a bit of a bigger conversation, especially when it comes to a whole new channel like TikTok.
I'm quite drawn to the fact that we tend to talk quite a lot about these specific numbers. And yet what I'm hearing is that it's great to have these metrics and to keep an eye on them and use them as part of your strategy and use them to inform your decisions, but also look at the bigger picture, look at things further down the line, look at what you're aiming to achieve in a sort of broader sense. With that in mind, I just want to ask, are there any metrics that you think are particularly powerful or useful over others?
So some of the things that are most important to us on social media is that we are consistent, that we are on brand, and that we are engaged with our audience there. And so looking at it through that lens, the things that matter the most to me are interactions. We typically measure that through like an engagement rate metric. So how many total likes, comments, reshares, clicks do we get on this piece of content versus how many people saw it? So you can do a little formula to measure that. You can check that out in Buffer Analyze too. We run all those metrics through there. Another thing, I feel bad admitting this because it's such a vanity metric, but you know, follower count. I think there is something there that tells you, you know, are you going in the right direction? Is your audience growing? You can use that number for like a social proof thing. On Instagram, you unlock certain features when you get to certain sizes. So I think audience size measured by follower count is something worth monitoring, worth keeping an eye on. And then there's more of these, I guess, funnel metrics where, you know, how many referrals does your website get from social media? So how many people are clicking from social media to come to your website? How many sales do you get from social media, especially for an e-commerce company that's selling a lot, especially through platforms like Instagram or Pinterest? Social media is a really key component of that. So how much sales are you driving? If you have a lot of paid ads on social media, what is your return on ad spend for those ads? How much sales are those ads driving for you? How much engagement are those ads driving? So there are some metrics that do matter. And even the video ones matter a little bit when you're kind of painting this complete picture, but I guess it's more about that picture and less about zooming into specific pixels of that picture, if that makes sense.
One last question I'd like to ask is, say that Buffer jumped on TikTok tomorrow, what would be your go-to approach for measurement? How would you know that Buffer's TikTok endeavors had been successful?
Oh my goodness. I was afraid you were going to ask me what our first TikTok video would be. And I need to brainstorm real quick on the spot. In terms of measuring strategy, yeah, that's a really good question. I think we've seen TikTok work really well for influencer marketing and for sales of products. And that is like not really what we do. We're more of a B2B company. So there's absolutely cases to be made for TikTok on that side of things. I think for us, we would look at a couple different things. I'd probably look at engagement overall. So if we're posting on TikTok, are we seeing some combination of comments, video views, likes, some amalgam of engagement, similar to how we talked about engagement rate being really popular for us, just in general. So I might look there. I might look on like mentions. So how much are people talking about us on TikTok, whether it's in comments, you know, reposting our videos. And beyond that, I would just kind of see like, are we part of the right conversations there? So maybe we do approach it from an influencer perspective. If there's social media managers who are on there kind of sharing about their work, can we be part of those conversations and can we engage with those folks? I think that would be something else. And we could measure that through conversations or through mentions there as well.
Kevin, thank you so much for your time today. This has been really, really enlightening. I wanted to ask if you'd be happy to come on the podcast again if we have some other questions that come up that you can help us out with.
Anytime. Yeah, anyone who's listening, if you have questions for us, I'd be happy to share what I know about it.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I'll speak to you soon.
That was a really fun conversation, Dave. There were some really neat takeaways there. What are one or two things that jumped out at you from your chat with Kevin?
I think the first thing that stood out to me was how Kevin always has an eye on the bigger picture. So video views or other engagement metrics are important, but Kevin is always looking at the strategic decisions behind every move our marketing team makes.
Right. And I think Kevin uses Facebook video as the example here. When we started to experiment with video, our end goal wasn't to generate 2 million views or 100 hours of watch time. It was to find new ways to connect with our audience and continue to push the boundaries of Facebook marketing. TikTok feels the same right now. Views may or may not be inflated, and that's something to be mindful of. But another thing to think of is what metrics further down the funnel can you also measure?
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing I loved was Kevin's focus on mindful experimentation. So it seems he encourages our marketing team to try new strategies and platforms, but in mindful ways. And whenever you try something new, you should be thinking about the business impact at the micro and the macro levels.
I love that point too. When it comes to measurement, you can look at things like view counts, follower counts, and engagement as indicators of channel success. But if you want to look at deeper business impact, you can try looking into referral traffic from each platform or even sales. It feels super important to know your goals going into any new strategy or test. And I love the idea and the term mindful experimentation.
So that just about wraps up this episode. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. And don't forget, if you would like us to answer your social media question on the show, tweet us at Buffer for a chance to be featured.
See you next week, everyone.